Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Q&A with Mark Phillips, physical therapist and consultant at Physical Therapy and Balance Centers. Mark Phillips, a physical therapist with Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, shares his journey from treating patients with balance disorders to becoming a franchise owner. Physical's holistic approach to patient care, specialized equipment, and individualized programs set it apart in the industry. The Partnership Advantage Program supports PTs in transitioning to business ownership, providing critical training and ongoing resources. TeamPhysical.com connects graduate students with clinics, bridging the gap between school and practice. Physical's mentorship model helps develop confident, long-term hires by offering structured training and ongoing support. For young physical therapists aspiring to leadership or ownership roles, Mark advises to follow their dreams, learn as much as possible, and take advantage of resources like FLT School for Leadership Development. Q&A with Trey Honeycutt, president of Honeycutt Insurance, marketing on faith, leadership, and building a $100 million agency. Trey Honeycutt, president of Honeycutt Insurance, shares his journey from the Marine Corps to building a $100 million agency rooted in discipline and service. Personal loss drove him to prioritize clients' families, leading to a ministry rather than just a job. Honeycutt Insurance stands out by fostering long-term relationships and treating agents as partners, not employees. Mentorship is key, with hands-on support and real-time coaching. Successful team members are coachable, consistent, and client-focused. The agency operates as a laboratory of faith, believing in people's potential. Partnering with Integrity Marketing has supercharged growth. Using a mix of technology and mentorship, they stay ahead while keeping things simple. Their focus is on continuously improving the fundamentals as they work towards building a $100 million agency.
Priority Capital Advisory closes $12 million bridge loan for Class A multifamily project in Vancouver, WA. Priority Capital Advisory has closed a $12 million bridge loan for Hudson West, a 50-unit Class A multifamily property in Vancouver, WA. The financing, arranged for Cascadia Development Partners, provides financial flexibility through lease-up and stabilization. Each unit features private balconies, gourmet kitchens, walk-in closets, and high-end finishes. On-site amenities include a coffee bar, common areas, and secured parking. Strategically located near the Vancouver Waterfront Master Plan, Hudson West offers top-tier urban lifestyle amenities. Priority Capital Advisory has closed $450 million in debt financing across 20 transactions since launching just over a year ago, known for moving quickly and unlocking liquidity for top-tier sponsors. Cascadia Development Partners, with nearly 100 years of combined experience, focuses on developing quality commercial projects that improve communities and livability.
Paul Thrift recognized as one of Indiana's most influential business leaders by Indiana Business Journal. Thompson Thrift CEO Paul Thrift has been recognized for the fourth consecutive year in the Indiana Business Journal's Indiana 250 list, honoring the state's most influential business and community leaders. Thrift co-founded the company in 1986, which has since grown into a full-service enterprise with over 650 team members. The company has developed more than $6 billion in real estate, providing over 25,000 multifamily homes in 23 states. Thrift, a Terre Haute native and Indiana State University graduate, is dedicated to mentoring future leaders and recently announced a partnership with the university for a paid summer internship program. Thompson Thrift's philanthropic arm, TT Serve, partners with over 35 organizations focusing on community revitalization, youth, education, and international aid. The company has received numerous awards, including the 2025 Top Workplaces USA Award and Developer of the Year by ReJournals. LRT Company fully subscribed $17 million all-cash DST offering. LRT Company has fully subscribed its $17 million Delaware Statutory Trust offering, LRT Hardeeville Senior Living DST. The project will support the development of a 154-unit assisted living and memory care community in Hardeeville, South Carolina. This investment is part of a larger master plan development by LRT Development that includes 600 multifamily residences and retail space. With Hardeeville's population on the rise, the demand for modern senior housing is clear. LRT Company's successful equity raise reflects confidence in their ground-up development approach. They have also launched LRT Coventry RI DST, seeking $0.55 million for a senior housing campus in Coventry, Rhode Island. To learn more about LRT Company, visit lrtcompany.com.
Aspen Real Estate Financial California Affordable Housing Agency and Housing Authority of the County of San Bernardino. Pay $12.3 million for multifamily community in San Bernardino. Lee & Associates brokered the acquisition of Echo Apartment Homes in San Bernardino, California, to Aspen Real Estate Financial LLC, in partnership with the Housing Authority of the County of San Bernardino and CalAHE, for $12.3 million. This is the second RF acquisition with this structure in the past year. The HACCB will implement a workforce housing platform at the property where rent levels are structured for workforce housing. ARF handles the capitalization of the acquisition and provides reserves to cover expenses. The Housing Authority gets 100% of the cash flow from the property. Echo Apartment Homes offers 2-, 3-, and 4-bedroom units with various amenities. RF's mission is to provide affordable housing nationwide. For more information, please visit wwwrfllc.com. Q&A with John Beaudet, Managing Director at Beaudet Beverage Group and co-founder of B-Valuator. John Beaudet, Managing Director at Beaudet Beverage Group and co-founder of B-Valuator, brings decades of experience in the beverage alcohol industry. He founded MHW Ltd., provided U.S. import and distribution services, and held key positions at PepsiCo Inc. and Monsieur Henry Wines. B-Valuator is an automated valuation engine for spirits brands. It's providing data-driven valuations in minutes. By entering financials and strategic inputs, brands receive a comprehensive valuation report to guide their growth and profitability. B-Valuator also supports clean water access through partnerships with charities. The spirits industry is evolving, with trends like premiumization, AI, and consumer preferences shaping the market. Beyond brand building, the industry plays a significant role in the economy, supporting jobs and promoting responsible consumption. B-Valuator aims to not only drive business success, but also contribute to a stronger, safer industry overall. Q&A with Jonathan Krieger, founder of Cure Companies. Jonathan Krieger, founder and CEO of Cure Companies, has built a diverse portfolio of mission-driven brands across food, wellness, and real estate. His approach to business is rooted in healing, vitality, and belonging, creating micro-universes that offer meaningful, sensory-rich experiences. From the upscale dining experience at Springhouse to the community-focused Padel United Sports Club, each venture is a portal into a more elevated way of living. With the upcoming luxury gun and recreation club, the Blackwood Club, Krieger aims to redefine luxury and freedom in a unique way. As he continues to expand his billion-dollar portfolio, Krieger remains focused on innovation, community, and holistic well-being, shaping ecosystems that transform how people live, gather, and grow.
Understanding UL-approved labels, a complete guide to certification. UL labels are more than just packaging. They signify that a product has passed rigorous safety tests. Underwriters Laboratories, UL, provides this certification, ensuring products meet high safety standards. The presence of an authentic UL label is crucial, with key identifiers like the UL logo in a circle, unique product identifiers, issue and control numbers, and holographic elements. UL certification is not just about compliance. It offers competitive benefits and potential savings on insurance premiums. UL certification spans various industries, from electrical appliances to healthcare devices, ensuring safety and reliability. Manufacturers must adhere to over 1,000 safety standards, promoting innovation while safeguarding public interest. Only UL-authorized label suppliers can print UL labels, meeting strict durability and compliance standards. Datagraphics is a UL Solutions authorized label supplier, ready to provide UL-recognized and certified labels that meet UL standards. Q&A with Julie Baird, President of First American Exchange Company. Julie Baird, President of First American Exchange Company, is a leader in the CRE industry, advocating for female voices and utilizing 1031 exchanges to help investors navigate the retail real estate sector. With changing consumer habits, investors are pivoting towards experience-oriented tenants. Store closures in 2025 present opportunities for investors to reposition assets and capitalize on distressed properties. Rising insurance costs are prompting investors to use 1031 exchanges to move into better insulated assets. Baird advises investors not to fear market volatility, but to leverage tools like 1031 exchanges to reposition assets and stay ahead of the curve.
Empire Access launches e-commerce platform to enhance customer experience. Empire Access, a Northeast fiber optic service provider, has officially launched its redesigned e-commerce platform to enhance customer experience. The new platform emphasizes exceptional customer value and intuitive digital experiences, reinforcing Empire Access's reputation as a trusted local internet provider across Pennsylvania and New York. Customers can now easily manage their devices, protect connected Wi-Fi devices, and more through the Empire Access Command IQ app, offering secure connectivity and peace of mind. CEO Kevin Dickens stated, "Empire Access is dedicated to empowering our communities with reliable technology designed with the customer in mind." With an industry-leading NPS score of plus 74, Empire Access continues to prioritize outstanding service and building lasting relationships within the communities it serves. To explore their internet plans, visit Empire Access website for residential packages. SRS Real Estate Partners arranges $4.8 million ground lease sale of a single-tenant medical office property in Daytona Beach, Florida. SRS Real Estate Partners facilitated the $4.8 million ground lease sale of a single-tenant medical office property in Daytona Beach, Florida. The property, occupied by Florida Healthcare Plan, Inc., features a brand-new 20-year absolute triple-net lease, offering long-term stability with zero landlord responsibilities. The transaction, closed at full asking price, was represented by SRS Capital Markets Senior Managing Principal Patrick Nutt and Executive Vice President and Principal William Womble. This sale marks the sixth property sold to the same 1031 buyer in the past 6 months, showcasing the strong demand for well-priced, strong-credit medical tenant assets. With over $1.2 billion in deal volume this year alone, SRS Real Estate Partners continues to provide extensive commercial real estate solutions across the nation.
Investor news breaks: VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, sells non-core subsidiaries, eliminates $59 million debt. VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ IVK, has sold non-core subsidiaries Meridian Equipment Leasing LLC and Equipment Transport LLC, eliminating $59 million in debt. The transaction resulted in up to $11 million in net consideration, improving credit metrics and strengthening the capital structure. Chairman, President, and CEO James H. Ballingy stated that this divestiture allows VivaCore to exit the produced water transportation sector, reduce annual interest expenses, and focus on higher-margin segments like crude oil transportation, midstream infrastructure, and environmental remediation services. The company's strategy is to streamline operations, raise cash, and enhance capital efficiency. For more information about VivaCore Inc., visit vivacore.com.
Onar Holding Corp. Strategic acceleration through leadership appointments and AI platform acquisition. Onar Holding Corp. has made strategic moves to enhance its Cortex platform capabilities by acquiring Retina.ai, a technology trusted by Unilever and Dollar Shave Club for customer lifetime value prediction. The appointment of Scott Kaufman, former MDC Partners chairman and CEO, as board chairman signals Onar's aggressive growth strategy. Additionally, the addition of cybersecurity and AI expert Mark Gazit to the board strengthens technical leadership. As the marketing technology landscape evolves, Onar is positioning itself for success by combining technical capabilities with marketing expertise to deliver immediate performance and long-term strategic value.
Biomed News Breaks Nanoviricides, an American NNVC, highlights NV387 as potential treatment for growing measles outbreaks. Nanoviricides, Inc. highlights NV387 as a potential treatment for the growing measles outbreaks in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and the EU. The drug candidate has shown effectiveness and safety in animal studies and completed a phase 1 clinical trial with no adverse events. Nanoviricides suggests NV387 may qualify for orphan drug and fast-track designations, potentially accelerating approval and offering 7 years of market exclusivity. With measles cases on the rise and vaccination rates challenged by hesitancy, NV387 fills a critical medical need, addressing a gap in approved treatments for the disease. ES Gold Corp., ESAUF, seen as offering unique low-risk revenue generation model. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE as ESAU and on the OTCQB as ESUF, is gaining attention for its unique low-risk revenue generation model. Instead of focusing on speculative mining exploration, ES Gold is prioritizing accessible revenue generation by rehabilitating an established legacy mine site in Quebec. The company aims to recover known metals and minerals profitably, generating significant revenue in the first few years of operation. ES Gold recently conducted an ambient noise tomography survey, revealing open potential for future exploration at the site. This approach sets ES Gold apart in the gold and silver market, emphasizing a revenue-first strategy for developing abandoned mine operations into profitable enterprises. Upcoming Fed meeting could define gold's future market trajectory. Gold prices are facing a crucial test as the upcoming U.S. Federal Reserve meeting approaches. Last week, gold fell by 3.9% to close at $3,337.07 due to optimism surrounding trade negotiations and a stronger U.S. dollar. Entities like GMXX Corp. will be closely monitoring the Fed's decision, which could define the future market trajectory. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions to help companies reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. Biomed News Breaks: Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., NASDAQ INBS, wins major contract with London Public Transport Operator. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc. has secured a major contract with a London Public Transport Operator covering 14 sites and over 4,400 staff. Their intelligent fingerprinting drug screening system will be used across a bus network carrying over 1 million passengers daily. CEO Harry Simeonidis highlighted the strength of INBS's technology, supporting rapid drug testing at scale to enhance workforce efficiency. With over 450 accounts in 24 countries, INBS plans to enter the U.S. market in 2025 pending FDA clearance. The system screens for drugs like opiates, cocaine, methamphetamine, and cannabis, providing results in under 10 minutes, making it valuable for safety-critical industries.
Brera Holdings PLC's NASDAQ Yuv Stabia strengthens squad for 2025-26 Serie B season. Brera Holdings PLC, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BREA, has announced that its portfolio club, SS Juve Stabia, is gearing up for the 2025-26 Serie B season with significant enhancements. The club's valuation soared by 245% in the previous season, showcasing Brera's commitment to growth. Juve Stabia has brought on experienced head coach Ignazio Abate and extended sporting director Matteo Lavizza's contract. Notable additions to the squad include goalkeeper Alessandro Confente and striker Tomi Petrovic. Player sales, like Andrea Adorante's transfer to Venezia, have also contributed to the club's financial and valuation upsurge. Brera sees Juve Stabia as a valuable asset aligned with its long-term value creation strategy.
Mining News Breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp., OTCQF, publishes 2024 ESG report, highlighting transition to multi-asset gold producer. G Mining Ventures Corp. recently published its 2024 Environmental, Social, and Governance Report, showcasing its shift to a multi-asset gold producer. The report emphasizes the company's move from developer to operator, focusing on environmental stewardship, economic growth, and governance at the Tocantinzinho gold mine in Brazil. CEO Louis-Pierre Gignac highlighted GMIN's commitment to responsible growth and stakeholder value. The company is also integrating ESG practices at the Oko West project in Guyana and the Gurupi project in Brazil. G Mining Ventures Corp. aims to become a mid-tier precious metals producer by leveraging its capital access and development expertise.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.